Hello there, you're listening to Audacity, the authentic entrepreneur podcast, especially for female founders. I'm your host, Claire Akers. In this space, you'll hear me talk about anything and everything you need to build an authentic and aligned business that's capable of changing the world. I'm a mum of three, entrepreneur and founder of two businesses so far, and an authenticity coach since 2007. Most importantly, I'm a cheerleader for those of you who have been brave and audacious enough to risk it all, follow your heart and build a business. So welcome to the Audacity Podcast. I'm so glad you're here and let's dive in to the episode. This is the number one thing that you need to be focusing on in your business in September. And I do not say that lightly. August's a funny month, isn't it? It's like the perfect storm of wanting to make magical moments with the kids and that kind of mum guilt that you get because you're not making Instagram perfect moments every second of the day. Well, I know that I'm certainly not. It's that pressure to get your work done. You know, the pressures of work don't go away and running a business don't go away. And yet trying to cram that in to fewer hours somehow. I don't know about you, but nobody's around. And people are really slow to respond to emails. And I'm getting lots of out of offices, which is disheartening a little bit, and things are going a lot slower, and I start to get those thoughts creeping in of, oh my gosh, is this it for my business? Am I ever going to get another client again? How's my business going to do? You know how the thought process goes. And then as well as this, there's not enough time for you, and so standards start slipping about doing the me time things that you know are going to keep you sane, and your essential standards start slipping. The yoga, the journaling, the 5 minutes to yourself staring out the window, and it all starts to unravel a little bit and can sometimes lead to a bit of a downward spiral. And this is not my first rodeo. This is my 8th year of being in business. So this pattern, this August feeling, it's nothing new to me, and yet it always kind of catches me. And it does something funny to my head. And I know that all this means is I am building towards an awesome September. That is the pattern. All it means is I'm building towards an awesome September. And so my thoughts turn naturally towards September. And I'm having a lot of conversations with my clients at the moment towards looking towards September, and looking towards that final quarter of the year and those kind of questions of how am I going to have a big finish for 2023? How can I smash my financial and how can I smash my business goals as well, the things I want to achieve? What shall I focus on in order to not only meet but exceed all expectations? Plus, how am I going to lose that half a stone that has managed to creep on during the holidays? Let me know if any of this is resonating. So today's conversation is all about the one thing that I believe, other opinions are available, that I believe that you should be focusing on, that should be your absolute obsession, your primary focus in September in order to have that big finish to the year that you are craving. And this one thing is authentic visibility. It's authentic visibility. This is what I know to be true. When I focus my attention on getting authentically visible, to showing up, to being brave, to unapologetically using my voice, to unapologetically being me, to taking big, bold, beautiful action towards my goals. And we're going to talk about what that means in a moment. But when I make that my absolute primary focus, then magic happens in my business every single time. I'm not joking. Every single time, opportunities unfold and appear as if by magic. I have the most wonderful, inspired ideas, you know, complete flashes of inspiration that seem to come out of nowhere. And I make quantum leaps forward in my business and have the most incredible breakthroughs. I want to share now 10 compelling reasons why I believe you need to make authentic visibility your primary focus in September. So let's get into it. The number one reason is that it makes you the lighthouse. I love this idea of becoming the lighthouse. It's that this idea of being, of shining so brightly, your light shining so brightly and being so compelling that you are absolutely magnetic. It's got a sort of beautiful energy to it, this idea of being the lighthouse, of being magnetic, of it allows you to connect with your people. So whether your people is your tribe, whether it's your network, whether it's your clients, but allows you to connect with them at a heart and at a gut level. And that just makes for so much better relationships, better business, better working relationships, connecting with those people at a heart and a gut level. So that's reason number one, is it allows you to become the lighthouse. Reason number two is authentic visibility is aligned with who you are. Not who you think you should be, but aligned with who you really are, and allows you to show up taking into account whether you are naturally extroverted and whether you are energized by being with people all the time and creating a strategy that aligns with that. And it also allows you to acknowledge whether you are introverted. I'm introverted and I have to create an authentic visibility plan that honors who I really am. I'd love to be the sort of person that could be on TikTok every day doing dances and really kind of going, you know, being that whole life and soul of the party, but that's not who I am. And so my authentic visibility plan needs to honor my need to absolutely be visible, but then build in recharging and time away from screens, time away from people. Otherwise, it's not sustainable for me. So that is reason number two. Reason number three, and this is one of my favorites, is it allows you to step into your potential. One of the biggest mistakes I see amongst the women that I work with is that they're toning down who they really are in order to be acceptable, to feel like how they are showing up is acceptable in their industry, is possible with what they believe that the rules of their industry are. And so what they are doing is toning down what they really want to say. They're making themselves small. They're making themselves trying to fit in order to belong, in order to feel like their face and what they're saying is acceptable as part of the what the norms of the industry are. And when you are authentically visible, it allows you to step into that potential because there's no more hiding. There's no more invisibility cloak. There is no more playing small. There is only beauty and joy and excitement, and it just feels awesome. So that is number three, allows you to step into your potential. And then reason number four is authentic visibility is empowering. It is absolutely empowering because when you are authentically visible, it allows you to control your own results. It allows you to control your own destiny. You are in control of what happens when you are authentically visible. And this one is particularly pertinent to me at the moment because of some experiences, quite challenging experience I've had over the summer. It allows you to be the generator of your own safety. One of the main reasons that women shy away from being authentically visible is because they don't feel safe to show who they really are, who they really are at their core, when all the things are stripped away. And when you feel safe, when you feel secure, when you know that you are the generator of your own safety, then you can show up in your own apologetic power. And that is exciting. That is really, really compelling and exciting. Reason number five is authentic visibility makes you peerless. I see, including me, so many brilliant, bold businesswomen being triggered by competitors. They see competitors putting things out there in the world and they think, damn it, I wish I'd said that. Or how on earth does what I want to say fit in with that whole conversation? And so they tone down what they're going to say, or they, worse still, they don't say it all because they've been triggered by competitors. But when you are authentically visible, all that stuff just falls away and you create your own game. You create your own lane, and it doesn't matter what everybody else out there is saying, because you know what you know, and you know that that is peerless, and that is exciting. Reason number six is that authentic visibility is intentional. It is intentional. And what this means is that it's thought out and it's very, very personal to you. You've put some thought into what authentic visibility means for you. And whatever you do in order to show up, it is in line with your values, who you are at your core, and it is in line with your vision and your mission and what you were trying to create in the world. And what this means is that what you are doing and how you are visible is, and that is really, really personal, by the way. I'm not even talking about what that means in practice just yet. But what you put out there on the world is, it's not a knee-jerk reaction to what's in vogue at the moment or what everybody else is doing, or because you think you should be having a YouTube channel or a TikTok brand or a LinkedIn strategy. It's not about what's in vogue, and it's not about what is conventional wisdom as well. It's not about listening to a marketing guru and making up a plan based on that. It's about being intentional depending on your vision and your values. And a massive benefit of this as well is that it is sustainable, and it's easy to be consistent with it because it's intentional and it means something to you. It allows that passion to shine through. So that's reason number six, is it is intentional. And then reason number seven for authentic visibility is it is inner focused. It comes from the inside out. It comes from your heart and it comes from your gut, and it has a great deal of inner thought and meaning before you put anything else out there in the world. And then what that means is it is coming from a deeper place. And when you do put anything out there that comes from that deeper place, it is so much more powerful. And then reason number eight is it's powerful. It bears repeating. It is powerful. Authentic visibility is powerful. Because when you decide to become authentically visible, and this is a quote from one of my my favorite ever clients, Tracy, who says, when I decided to become visible, shit started to happen like magic. And I've seen so many examples of this. When you decide to become authentically visible, the universe rearranges itself, things start to shift and things start to happen and opportunities appear. It is powerful to become authentically visible. And then reason number nine is that authentic visibility, it feels different. It feels different than putting stuff out there in the world, trying to build your brand, trying to raise your profile just because you know that's a smart thing to do. It feels awesome. And the simple guide is, if it doesn't feel awesome, don't do it. When you are authentically visible, it creates feelings of joy. It creates feelings of empowerment. It creates feelings of playfulness, of curiosity. and it results in feelings of inspiration and alignment, and just like you are stepping in to your power and authority, you know, your truest, fullest expression of who you can be. And that just feels amazing. And then we're right back to the reason number one, which is the lighthouse that becomes magnetic, and people can't help but react to the stuff that you are putting out there in the world. It feels like truth. And then reason number 10 is authentic visibility. I believe is the path to you building an aligned and impactful business. An aligned and impactful business that is capable of delivering you your dream life and your dream business, and is capable of changing and shaping the world if that is your ambition. So these are what I believe to be 10 compelling reasons why you need to be focusing on authentic visibility in September. Okay, I hear you say, you've convinced me, Claire, but how? How on earth do I do this? Well, I've got a bit of a special announcement, and I'm a little bit excited about this one. In September, I am going to be relaunching my Visibility Challenge. This is a free 5-day challenge, especially for female entrepreneurs who want to raise their profile, who want to get more visible, but want to do it in a authentic and aligned way. Every day for 5 days, Monday to Friday, for 30 minutes, I am going to be delivering a live session teaching you exactly how to do all this. We are going to be covering how to get in front of the people who matter in the right way, and how to connect with them at a heart and at a gut level. You are going to understand how to blow your own trumpet. I know this is one that a lot of people struggle with. You are going to learn the formula to get rid of imposter syndrome and the other limiting beliefs that are keeping you small and making you hide your light and tone down your voice. And you are going to discover the superpower that you are sitting on that is going to transform how you show up and get visible. And you are going to get the confidence to get visible in your own unique, authentic way. I'm just a little bit excited about bringing this coaching series to you. It will be the fifth time I have run this coaching series. And every time I do this, and I do not say this lightly, it changes lives. This 5-day coaching series is totally free, and I have just opened up registration. There is a link to find out more and register for your place in the notes for this conversation. And if anything I have said today resonated with you, then please, please, please take up your place and join me for this free 5-day coaching series on becoming authentically visible. It is the game changer you have been waiting for. So there we have it. That's all for today. I hope you enjoyed today's conversation. Don't forget to like, rate, and subscribe so you never miss an episode. And thanks for listening. In case nobody's told you today, you're awesome. See you next time.